You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. On the bass guitar, that's Tony Berkheimer, a.k.a. Fat Fingers, straight thumping that bass in his ass. On the lead guitar, none other, my man, the guitar extraordinaire, Dave Grammer. Together, they form the musical extravaganza, the Postal Jamming Guys. Podcast on all major platforms. Let's get real postal. Good morning, podcast audience. This is that guy, Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. On yesterday, I spoke to you about the Employee Labor Manual, a Section 584, and I ended the podcast talking about I kind of rushed through one of the most important pieces of documents during your probationary period, and that would be the 1750 90-day probationary evaluation. And this morning, I'm going to spend about 15 minutes on that form because I want you to know. Because if you know, when new employees report for work now, you can ask them if they're receiving their evaluations. Now, I want to say there are quite a few people who believe if the post office is not doing their evaluations, you know, don't say anything. Well, that's not how this is supposed to go, because if you don't say anything, yeah, it gives you a good opportunity to be returned to work should they terminate you. But if you speak up day one, day two, the possibility of termination now diminishes because you know what's expected, and you know if you're going to do that or not. So when you hear people say, it's not important, it's very important. And this morning, let's talk about that form in its entirety. And before we go to the form, I want to say, well, the form being the 1750 90-day evaluation probationary report. This applies to letter carriers, maintenance, APWU clerks, National Postal Mail Handlers Union, mail handlers. See, this applies to every postal craft, bargaining unit craft. So stand by. This is for everybody. Now, we're going to start off with the purpose. And it's very important. And I know I might have touched on it yesterday. But again, we're strictly talking the 1750, the actual form. They're supposed to use that form to conduct formal evaluation sessions during your probationary period. During a career's 90-day probationary period, the required session includes one initial meeting and three evaluation sessions, a 30-day session, a 60-day session, and an 80-day final session. The evaluation schedule for the transitional 359-day appointment includes the initial meeting and four evaluation sessions, 30, 60, 80, and a 355 final day. And that's when they're supposed to decide if they're going to bring you back. Now, I will say that's kind of automatic right now. If you work there and don't get terminated, when it's time to take your break, you take a break and come back. Now, you got to remember these meetings, these are planned schedule meetings. This is not something that the supervisors should do if they want to. See, this is a part of their job. And if they're not performing it, then they're not doing their job and nobody's being held accountable. Let's talk about the evaluation. And the evaluation part includes regular rural carriers. They must be evaluated in the three formal sessions. The report is used to conduct these evaluations. Let me tell you something. There's something about that formal meeting that impresses the seriousness of the situation. When the supervisor sits down with you and they have paper in front of them and they are speaking to you while taking notes, it sends a message to you that, okay, this is either a real good talk or I need to improve on some things. You see, there's something about having a formal conversation, and the 1750 is designed to be that scheduler that insists you have formal conversations with your supervisor. See, they're not supposed, now throughout the day or throughout the interval periods, they can make on the spot corrections, et cetera, but at that 30, 60, 80 day period, that's supposed to be you sitting in an office somewhere off the work floor. That supervisor has that form in front of them and they're talking to you about your evaluation while taking notes on that form. And if that don't make you take it more serious, then I don't know what will. Now, there are six performance factors that you're going to be evaluated on. And they are factors A through F if you look on the face or the front of the form. Work quantity, work quality, dependability, work relations, work method, and personal conduct. Now, those are the six categories in which you should be receiving an evaluation on. Now, when we talk about work quantity, works at a sufficient speed to keep up with the amount of work required by the position, accomplishes tasks in an efficient and timely manner, makes productive use of time when completing assignments. But I go back to it and say, the post office has a procedure, a standardized way in which you are supposed to perform a function. The supervisor should be observing, are you working within that standardized way? And you don't really get that. Let's talk about work quality. Do you make errors or mistakes? Do you work carefully? Dependability, completes work assignments. Now, you see, if you look at this form, how often do you get an opportunity to complete work assignments? I mean, you go to an area and you can be moved. So when you talk about this 1750 form, it's important that the supervisor spend time studying it, because what they're evaluating, they have to understand what it is they should be looking for. Work relations, maintains positive work relationships. We talk about work methods, handles equipment and work materials in appropriate manner. Work conduct, conducts him or herself in an appropriate work setting, maintains appropriate appearance, demonstrates positive approach to work, willingness to handle assignments, and demonstrates flexibility. You know, I'm sorry, when we were up on dependability, I left out a very important fact, and I want to go back and touch on it real quick here. When we talk about dependability, reports to work on time, demonstrates satisfactory attendance. That is the only area of that form, to me, postal management pays attention to. The other five performance factors require them to do something, and they don't. So when we look at dependability, most people are terminated because of attendance issues, which are really not addressed until they want to address it late in the game on an untimely 1750, because now they're looking for termination. So those are the six performance factors that you should be evaluated on for this 90 calendar day period. So now you know the purpose of the form. Now you know what the postal supervisor should be addressing. You know, now you know the six personal performance factors. Let me tell you something about how it's supposed to be conducted. And again, I'm giving you doctrine right now. When that, you know, first of all, of the six performance factors, you can receive an outstanding, an O, a satisfactory, an S, or an unsat, which would be a U, or not observed, NO. So after the session, now you sat down, you had the initial session, the supervisor explained to you what's expected. Now the supervisor starts out on a 90-day process to evaluate whether or not you're going to meet the expectations as lined out by the supervisor. Here's the part that's so important. After the first session, the supervisor must, and I don't say should, must initial the lower portion of the form to indicate that the session took place. On top of that supervisor's initial, the employee must initial. You got to understand, this is a credibility. If the supervisor sits down with the employee and has a session at the 30-day interval part, the supervisor signs, the employee signs. See, now you start to eliminate the employee's ability to say, I didn't know. And way too often, that is the case. So it's not just important that they do the form. It's important that the supervisor and the employee sign at the prescribed intervals to maintain validity that this is actual. Now, in order to close this whole process out, after the final evaluation session, the supervisor should distribute the forms as indicated. Page 1 to the designated postal official, page 2 to the employee, and page 3 in your files. Proper privacy safeguards must be provided for these reports. So again, there are all kind of checks and balances inside that encompasses this 90-day evaluation that, if I may just for a second, the reason I'm so adamant about the initials, again, the initials validate it took place. As an EEO representative, you would be amazed at the number of times I've been presented with 1750s completely filled out by the supervisor with no employee initials on it. That's not a valid document. And most times, I believe the document is created after the employee's been terminated. Yes, again, the document gets created after the employee is terminated, and management likes to say, we did it on time. There's a reason why every step of the process should be documented. Hey, listen, I wanted to spend a few moments with you today and talk to you about that 1750. And I'm going to stay at you about same subjects repeatedly. Because sometimes postal employees, we have to hear it more than once. But listen, this is very important. And if you have or you gain an understanding of the evaluation period, see, we can help each other. When new employees come in, if they're not getting their evaluations, somebody should go and let their union steward or president know and insist it takes place. Trust me and believe me when I tell you, having the evaluation done on time and properly far outweighs, well, let's not say anything. Now, I'm going to leave you, well, in this podcast with section 584.53 out of the EL 312 handbook. And that says discussions, training, and counseling can correct most deficiencies. The manager must make additional formal evaluations only when informal evaluations are unsuccessful, and only after employee understands their deficiencies and have had a reasonable opportunity to correct them. If these additional evaluations occur during an employee's probationary period, the manager must document them on PS Form 1750. And again, I leave you with that section of this handbook because I want you to understand, when you come to work for the post office, as an employee, yes, you have a responsibility. And when I say as an employee, as a new employee, or as a manager, you have a responsibility. And if nobody is living up to their responsibilities, is it fair to just terminate the employee? That's all I have for you today on the 1750. Again, important piece of information so you understand your rights. And once you understand your rights, then maybe you'll be willing to fight for your rights.